Okay. Going to give everybody a few minutes to get in here. Make sure I have all my settings set up. There we go. Can everybody hear me okay? Oops. Excellent. Glad to see. Okay. I'm going to change my name. If you can't figure that out yet, I am. Oops. Coach Lisa, that is me. Okay. There we go. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? It's a Friday night and it's late here, just so you know. It's not too bad. So as everybody gets in here, first, I will keep an eye out for Coach Judith. Oh, there she is. I will promote her. There we go. Promote a panelist. Okay. So let's see. We're ready to rock and roll here. I was just going over all my notes. So tonight is a live practice call, effort eating after drinking. Everybody ready for that? Ding, there you go. Yeah, isn't it great to have a call on a Friday night? We can all get together on a Friday night. Did anybody bring a drink with them? We discussed that, but decided maybe not. There will be an opportunity tonight if you want to raise your hand to be coached. You can. We should have enough time for that. If you have any questions you want to pop into the Q&A, you can do that. And either Coach Judith or I will get to that. And let's see. There we go. Oh, hello. Got some water. All right. Low carb wine. That sounds nice. Okay. Yeah. So Coach Judith will be in the chat. As you may be aware, she will be typing in all caps. So just want everybody to know she will be typing in all caps. So she is not yelling at you. She's just making sure that you know that she is the coach there and that she is, that's her typing. So like I said, for those of you who are just getting in here, we are talking about effort eating after drinking. I am Coach Lisa. So I am a private coach for No BS. What that means is that I work with private clients one-on-one. We usually meet weekly on Zoom, something like this, communicate in between as well. This is something that's kind of extra in No BS. And it's crazy. It's in such demand right now. We're up to like 10 coaches, I think, Judith, if I'm not mistaken. It's so amazing. We also do things like this. We're on calls. We're in Facebook. You'll see us in Ask Coaches, stuff like that. So we are your coaches and we are here for you as you need us. So yeah, I would love to know that brand of wine. Sounds amazing. If any of you are new to No BS, then this is one of those extra calls right now for you. We want you spending your time in the No BS weight loss course, getting up to speed on the foundation of No BS and learning all the basics. And then grab calls like these for sure to take things to the next level. Is anybody looking forward to the Jumpstart workshop, weight loss Jumpstart workshop on Sunday? Full day workshop, full day with Corinne. Come on, doesn't get much better than that, does it? 9 a.m. Central is when that is. It's going to be so cool because it's not only for you guys to attend, but it's because it's included in your membership, but you can also invite your family and friends, which is kind of a neat idea. It's only $19 for them to sign up to join you as well, which is amazing because they'll be learning some of that foundation with you, how to jumpstart weight loss. If they're wondering what you're doing or they're wanting to lose some weight themselves, this is a great opportunity to spend the day with some of your besties that maybe haven't had a chance to get into this before. So definitely check that out and share with your friends so you can get everybody involved. So we are working on Urges 2.0 this month, as you know, and We have done a bunch of calls like this month. We've done one on weekend effort eating, after school and work effort eating. And now I'm here to talk to you about effort eating after drinking. So one thing I'm going to mention is if you're in the chat, change your setting to everyone instead of host and panelist. When it's host and panelist, I'm the only one that can see it. But if you switch it to everybody, then everyone gets to see it tonight. But you're very welcome for hosting tonight. I'm so glad that we could all be here together on a Friday night. It's kind of cool. I'm not sure if I finished off saying next week is nighttime eating, which is going to be a cool one too. So the idea of this call is for us to go over urges that happen when we're drinking. A lot of us have urges. Once we've started drinking, we often have urges to drink more, or we'll have urges to eff it eat once we've been drinking. So we're going to talk about those tonight. I'm going to show you on the website where you can find the worksheets that we're going to go over. And then, like I say, hopefully there will be time also at in a little bit to do some live coaching. So what I wanted to remind you of as we started this topic tonight is that if you do experience urges with drinking or anything else, don't forget that you can really listen to any No BS coaching call. And I want you just to insert the word drink every time you hear the word eat. And remember that now it applies to that. That's one of the great things about listening to coaching calls is finding a way to apply it to you, finding a way to apply it to whatever is going on with you. Just like you can listen to this call, and anytime we say drinking, you can insert eating. So that's the great thing about listening to them all and why it's so great to see so many of you that come out here and join us on these calls so much. The other part of it is a great habit to get into, just opening your curiosity. I find that sometimes when I'm purposefully trying to see how I can apply this, when it's just not as obvious, I'm often much more curious. And being curious is a great way to learn and a great way to apply coaching concepts to us. So, all right. So I would like to show you where these resources are. Has anybody done a drink plan yet? Has anybody checked out the drinking plan, the drink planning resource that we have? Nobody? All right, I'm going to show you. So I'm going to share my screen with you to show you. I thought I was going to show it. I thought it was all set up. No problem. Easy peasy. Well, let's see. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sorry. Here we go. Find that again. All right. Now I'm going to share my screen with you. Show you. This one. Okay. So here we are on the No BS website. You can see that, right? I better check my chat to make sure that you can see that. Can everybody see the No BS website here now? I'm going to assume you can until I hear differently. Yep. All right. Thank you, Tracy. So here's the No BS website. So under self-study resources, this is right here on the left. Here's where you're finding the September focus, the Urges 2.0. And thank you, Coach Judith. You're amazing for posting the link for that. Where I'm going to take you right now is the helpful worksheets. So helpful worksheets. We scroll down here on the helpful worksheets. All of the worksheets that you need to fill out, your doable hunger, four ends, all of those are here, which is amazing. The one that I'm focusing on is Corinne's drink plan worksheet, which is found right here. And I want you to notice too that there's a video here that Corinne has done, and which it's about a half an hour video, and it explains how she fills out the drinking plan worksheet. I always want to say drinking plan, the drink planning worksheet. And she filled it out on like a summer day when she was going to be by the pool and stuff. So that's a really great one for if you're going to be on vacation or anything like that. On the other side here, on the right side, is the personal protocol template. I'm going to show you that as well, so that we can talk about how to set one of those up for yourself. So I'm going to share mine with you, but I'll show you this one here. Has anybody filled out one of these drink plan worksheets? Nobody? Okay, well, now it's time. It's very exciting then. I literally did one this week. That's the one I'm going to share with you. So I can share that. I would, the one I did this week, it was just so, so helpful. I've done it before, but it's been a little while. So I was so excited to try it out and to have it work so well. So it's a really good one for you to try. Let me share the screen with you again. I am a digital diva now. I never thought I'd say that because I have tried in the past and without very much success at being a digital diva. But now I've been working at it for a couple of months now. And now you can see my drink plan worksheet. Everybody can see that okay? Let me make sure I have the chat up so I can see that as well. There we go. Okay. So here is my drink plan worksheet. Please ignore my writing and everything else, but excellent. Thank you, Judith. So you can see we write down what we're going to drink, the type of drinks that you would like to drink, what you won't drink, which at first I was like, why do I want to write down what I don't want to drink? And then I realized, oh, because it really puts it in my mind. Otherwise, there's still options. They're in the fridge. They're options, right? This way, oh, I'd already decided ahead of time. I am not drinking any of these. I wasn't going to drink cider. I wasn't going to drink any more wine. My daughter and I were sharing a bottle of rosé, and I thought I could have, I have wine coolers that I enjoy too. So I thought I'd have two of those. So four drinks max. I knew that she was going to get home at 5:30, and I knew I wanted to be in bed by 9. It was a work night. So I did not want to be up past 9 o'clock. And so that's what I wrote down. So I wrote down what I would need to think and feel. And one of the things I thought I wanted to think to myself was, yeah, this is a work night. And although I'm having a drink, that's it. It is not a party night. I wanted to feel calm. I wanted to just enjoy the evening because we kind of decided we were going to have this evening together, the four of us. So while I was drinking, I just said I wanted to think and feel that this is an evening to enjoy. I wanted to feel pleasure. I just wanted to enjoy the time with them. So then we get to the, when I stop drinking, what will I think and feel? And I wrote this down and thought, I don't know if I'm going to actually think that or say that to myself. And I literally did, guys. It was like, I thought, yeah, that was nice. I was relaxed, right? I did take a minute to really celebrate that I followed the plan. And just before 9, I had finished around 8:30 or so, and I'd had a sparkling water after that. But just before 9, my husband said to me, well, what, aren't you having another drink? And I said, no. And what went through my mind was, I was like, no, I'm celebrating that I've followed my drink plan. If I have another drink, and I don't get to celebrate this. So I was so excited that I could celebrate that and enjoy really following the drink plan, honoring what I had planned to do. So yeah. Next question is, if I started wanting to drink more or fuck it, eat, what can I do to prevent this? And what I reminded myself was that I decided ahead. That's what I wanted to help myself with. No, I've decided ahead. I made sure I ate my planned dinner because that way I wouldn't be too hungry. And I decided I was doing this. How will I feel the next day after executing this drink plan? My answer was much better. No headache. I would feel proud. And is there anything else that I want to do or think about it? Yeah, I wanted to tell the people I was going to be with. So they knew, okay, this is my plan. And when my husband asked me just before 9, like, are you not having another drink? I said, no, remember, I told you. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, upon reflection of this, I did reflect the next day and I thought, yeah, deciding ahead that this was what I was having really worked well, and celebrating it. That celebrating in the moment really helped me feel connected to the win of having followed my drink plan. I also found that, as you saw on the first page, having that time limit, as you can see, so I'll scroll back here, having this time limit as well as the number of drinks I would have, I found that combination really helped, because I kind of noticed when I had my first drink or so that I'm like, oh, I'm drinking pretty fast. I'm having 4 drinks tonight. That's it. So I actually stopped at one point and had some water and slowed down a little bit. So I knew I kind of wanted to space it out, and I was really sort of stuck on only wanting 4 drinks. So that's what I found really helpful. And what could I tweak for next time? I thought to myself, I'd like to write it down to remind myself to have, I buy the La Croix water. I don't know if you guys have that everywhere. The limoncello flavor is my favorite. So I kind of think that's special, and I'll have that in between. So, and then just to keep reminding myself, I'm so glad you did this. It really was a gift to myself to follow my drink plan. So share in the chat. How's it going, everybody? Does anybody have any questions related to this worksheet? Let me see if, is there anything in the Q&A? Any questions at all? Okay. Nope. I think we're good. So if anybody has any questions about that, let me know. I can always pull it back up, and we can go over that. The next one I will continue to show you here then is the personal protocol template. So this was that other link on the right-hand side, and it is the personal protocol template. So I filled this out for drinking. You can do this for anything you want to make a protocol. I mean, it's written as, these are the foods I will drink. And to me, I just crossed it off and wrote drink. So these are the drinks that I will drink. I didn't cross it off effectively, but that's okay. So to me, when I'm drinking, these are the drinks that I'm going to drink in general. You can make a protocol for like days that you're sick. You can make a protocol for your period, that type of thing. Kim, you know, anything is reasonable. this is what I wrote though, but yeah. So for the things that I would drink, I'll drink white wine. I will drink red wine, but no mixing. I'm not going to drink both in the same night. I will drink coolers. I will drink cider, but again, to pick one. I don't want to be drinking tons of different things. That's how I feel sick and get a headache. And for me, max of 5 is sort of, that's my limit. Now, like you saw this one that I did this week, I planned 4. 5, I'm probably going to have a bit of a headache. I don't want to drink that much necessarily on a weeknight, like on a work night. But even on a weekend, max of 5, or I'm going to have a big headache and not feel great and probably do more fuck it eating, that kind of thing. So, or fuck it drinking after the drinking. So to me, the reason why I choose these is I like them, but not the hangover. I do have a drink that I do limit a lot, which is an espresso martini. I get way too big of a hangover. And because it's straight alcohol, it's like having 3 drinks, 3 shots in one. So I have learned that I limit those now, because that was something that I used to drink a lot of. And I just can't do that anymore. So some common objections or thoughts that come up for me is like, if I go over my planned number, like that's the common objection. That's something that comes up for me. Well, let's have more. Even like my husband said on Wednesday, just one more, like one more won't hurt. It also leads to that effort eating. So the way I try to handle them is I've been practicing the busting urges process, which I'm going to go over with you guys. Now I talk about honoring the plan. I have this drink plan now. I'm working on honoring that plan and really celebrating it when we do. That's a big one, guys. Celebrating when you do, celebrating the success. And that doesn't mean you have to do it perfectly, but I want, you know, always try to look for what the success could be. And then doing discovery worksheets. Discovery worksheets are not just for eating. They're also for drinking. It's a great way to look at what was I thinking? What was going on? I breathe. So I breathe to pause. And like I say, we'll talk more about that with the busting urges process. I use the four basics. I add water. I notice the thoughts, that sexy talk you saw. I think I even wrote it on my worksheet. I really have to pay attention to that because otherwise that's that voice in your head that's talking you into continuing. And pay attention to the snacks and stuff that are offered. What everybody else is having doesn't mean I have to have it. And that's what I try to remind myself of too. So I know the protocol is a success. If I followed the plan I have, or I learn from it. Vicki, can we insert cannabis? Of course. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Same thing. And you can plan, you could plan, even if you're going to be using cannabis, you can plan the snacks that you're going to have. You can be intentional about it. And you know that sexy voice that's going to come in, that's going to try to talk you into, oh, well, fuck it now. It doesn't matter. Now, this is what you're trying to work on. So practice, learn, practice, learn. So I'm willing to implement and try this protocol because I'm an obese woman. That's what I do. But it's also because I'm trying to make it as easy as possible. I'm trying to make it accessible to me. It's easy, open, and doable. Well, I don't even know what I mean by open. Oh, I think the protocol, because it's open. When I make a protocol like this, I'm not saying I can have one glass of wine or two glasses of wine. I've sort of said it's five max. That's pretty open. Follow-up notes. So after I made this, I was thinking about it more, and I did this about a week or so ago. So the things that I noticed were that I wanted to tell myself, okay, I also have a limit of how many days a week I'm going to drink. So that was another thing I wanted to add to this protocol, that I do this a max two times a week and that it's four drinks max if it's a work night. And I also have a thing about, I want to enjoy the drinking. I'm really trying not to be drinking to relieve stress, drinking to relax. I want it to be sort of its own thing. Okay, I'm going to have some drinks tonight. So if I find that, you know, I'm really stressed at the end of the day or something and decide, and I had planned that I could have drinks that day, I clear my mind out first. That's where I do a bit of that breathing. That's where I do that pause. Sometimes I'll even journal and like pull out a piece of paper, write down some of the thoughts that are going on just to clear my mind out. So I'm coming at this from a clear space. I find that I can be much more intentional if that's what I'm doing. Be intentional with your mind. All right. Does anybody have any other questions about their protocol or anything they've put on theirs or don't put on theirs? Anything like that? You can also raise your hand to be coached if you'd like. A couple more things to go over, but all right, I will stop sharing. There we go. So yeah, if anybody has any more questions about that, let me know. Very helpful. Okay, great. All right. I'm going to get back to my notes. See, what else did I want to tell you guys? Yes, raise your hand if you'd like to be coached or just if you want to get up here and chat. Otherwise, I'll have to pull Coach Judith up here. I think she's wearing a hat I bought her, I hope. So we'll see. No way. Okay. So have you done drink planning, or are you excited to now try drink planning? What are you thinking about that, guys? Does it seem like something that you could do? What I want you to remember as you explore these things and about urges and about our brains is that honestly, our brains are wired for us to do what feels good in the moment. This is why I was so focused on telling you to celebrate your wins when you follow your plan or even when you follow part of it. Whatever it is, whatever stage you're at with it, we want to train our brains to feel that as a win, right? So that's what we want to focus on. Seeing the win. Most of us are used to just beating ourselves up afterwards. So making a drink plan can become as essential. Yes, 100%. It can become so essential if that's what you're working on, right? It's kind of like we're working on making doable food plans. We want to make doable drink plans. So even starting with the protocol is a great first place to start. And then leveling up to the point where you're actually planning the number of drinks, that would be fantastic. Urges. Okay, so I'll go over the busting urges process with you. So what the busting urges process do is they help us drop the bullshit around the urges that we have. Like the urge isn't the problem. The issue is that we tend to listen to it. We tend to give in to these urges as opposed to just allowing them to be there. We fight them. We restrict. We think they're a problem. Does anyone ever plan for an overdrink? Sure. I think you could. I know probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started with my drink plan included a bottle of wine and no more than 4 coolers. But what I gradually learned over time was that by the time I got past the bottle of wine and into like the first or second cooler, I'd kind of lose count. So lots of people have different ways to count their drinks. So, you know, you kind of need to get into things like that. The other thing that's great for stuff like that is asking for accountability from somebody else as well. You know, I would tell my husband, this is how much I'm going to drink. But it's kind of like planning a binge in a way too, right? Where you can, I mean, obviously with alcohol, you want to be a little like careful. We don't want to obviously make yourself feel sick or anything like that. But yeah, it's certainly an option, Tracy. I've made drink plans fail to follow them, working on busting merge. Yeah. Oh, excellent. All right. Yeah. So let's go through this busting an urge process. We got it. So it's for really busting that the urge itself is a problem and learning how to like pause and give it space to breathe, right? Do you guys know, if you want to share in the chat, what are some of the urges that come up for you when you're drinking? Like, is it the fuck it eating? Is it the food that comes out? What is it that comes up for you? I want to eat lots. Yeah. Greasy food. Yeah. You know, an interesting thing with that is I actually did a test with that too, where I always have that story. Cheese. Oh yeah. I always had that story of, well, you got to eat something, right? You need to soak up the alcohol. Soak up the alcohol before you go to bed so that you don't wake up feeling so bad. Guys, try it. I don't think it's a thing. My experience has led me to, no, if I ate, I just woke up feeling kind of full and often had heartburn. If I don't, I wake up hungry. I wake up with like kind of an empty stomach, but I didn't stuff food in there. So that's something that I keep an eye on. I want to keep my buzz to help me sleep. Oh, huh, yeah. So that's a good idea. Good way to think about it too, Nancy. Overeating. Yeah. So Tracy, that's exactly what I was saying. That's why I try to count those things. That's why I cut out the martinis, because after a bottle of wine, straight booze in a martini doesn't go so well. Mindless drinking. Yes. So that's where I slowed myself down. That's Jackie said, mindless drinking, the whole bottle's gone before I know it. Yeah. So that's why for me, setting that time zone on my plan was very helpful, because it helped me keep an eye on, oh, I have this much time, these many drinks, I gotta have some water in between. This is what we always do. Yeah. And it is. This is what we always do. That comes up a lot. Think about that. That comes up a lot in all different places in all the things we eat. It's lunchtime. This is what we always do. We have lunch. We're drinking. This is what we always do. We grab chips, we grab snacks, we bring them out. Yeah, it is. But is this what we always want to weigh? Is this really what we want to be doing? That's what we've got to think about. Yeah, it's Friday. This is what I do. I know. And the people in our lives may keep doing it too. This is Friday. Here I am. I'm with you guys. So my husband went out so that he could continue having drinks with someone else. He says, what do you mean you're working? Yeah, I'm working. I'm going to do this call on bucket eating after drinking. So speaking of water, there you go. Oh, well, I'm so glad to be here with you guys too. Okay, so the reason we want to do this busting the urges process is we want to be adding the other side to this story, right? We've all got this story. What do you do? Okay, sorry. I will get to that in a second, Tracy. If you want to throw that in the Q&A so I don't lose sight of it. So we want to be adding to the thoughts, the other side of the story. So when we have a thought, this is what we always do, we want to add something else to it. We want to add, and now I'm learning a new way. We want to add, and maybe there's other ways to do it. Maybe it's possible that I could try something new. I'm working on being more intentional in so many areas in our lives that maybe this is another one, right? So looking for what that other side of the story is, one of the assignments that I tend to give a lot of my private clients for different things is to make a list of all those automatic thinking. So make the list down one side of the paper, and on the other side of the paper, you write down, what's the answer? What's another thing I could say? What else? We've always used a concept or a phrase called equal airtime. That's where you give equal airtime to another version of this. One version of it's raining outside is, oh, it's raining miserably outside. The other version is, oh, my garden's getting the water it needs. Thank goodness. Right? There's an automatic thought. And then there's always another side that we can add to it. Something else that brings a little bit of relief to it. What else could you think? So that is the reason that we want to bust through some of these urges. We want to think of what else we could think. I wrote a couple down myself where I wrote, it tastes so good. And I'm learning how to enjoy my planned drinks without overeating. So think about those. Now, I will go through busting an urges process. There are 5 steps. Step 1 is I'm going to say this as if you have an urge to eat, so it's this urge to eat after you've been drinking. So step 1 is don't eat. I want you to make a decision ahead of time that this time when I have that urge to F it eat, when I've been drinking, I'm not going to do it, at least not right away, okay? We're going to decide ahead that we're not going to do it as soon as the urge comes up, because we've anticipated this, right? We know it's coming. So it's okay that it's here. It's like kind of like you're expecting a delivery from Amazon. You know it's coming. And I don't know about you guys, but our Amazon delivery people, they knock so loud on the door, just like an urge. So think about that. You've made the decision. When the urge comes, not going to eat. That's step 1. Step 2 is I want you to feel the urge. I want you to allow yourself to really feel what's going on. You're going to notice the sexy talk. And I want you to notice what it feels like in your body. We've got this now process where you're noticing, you're open, and you're witnessing exactly what's going on. You're feeling that feeling. We have actually another worksheet too that I think Judith can post a link in there in the chat too, is feeling a feeling worksheet. That one really helps. It's actually in the Urges 2.0 guide. I think I wrote down page 12. Hopefully that's right. But you want to kind of go through, shift your focus to like that sexy talk in your head and see, what is it feeling like in your body? What does your head feel like? What does your neck feel like? What is your chest, your stomach, your legs, your arms are things like hot, cold, tingling, buzzing, aching. Like, this is you sitting there, you're having this urge and you haven't given into it. What does your body feel like? Like, how bad is it, right? That's what you really want to notice. Then I want you to take a moment. Step three is take a moment to recognize progress. How you talk to yourself in this exact moment is the key. You want to have this compassion that, of course, my habit brain is not getting its way. It thinks it needs this urge. It's got this urge for the, and it's not getting its way. There is nothing wrong with you for wanting to eat the food. This is just what you've done. It's Friday. Of course, this is just what you've done. It's okay. But what I want you to do at that point is to celebrate that you're at this stage. Like right now, we haven't decided whether we're going to eat or not. That's okay. I want you to celebrate that you got to the point where you had a pause. That alone is probably new. So that's what you really want to celebrate and have compassion and understanding for yourself that you want it so much, but that you've taken this time to pause. Okay, that's really key. And then I want you to, step four, remind yourself why not eating can be better or easier. So this is now where you pull out your list and say, oh, why is it maybe better or easier to not eat right now? Is it how I'm going to feel tomorrow? Is it, this is where I said to you, I used to think that I'd have to eat after drinking, so I avoided feeling like crap the next day. It's just not true. I learned that really it just made me feel worse. It didn't absorb. I was saying, you know, you eat the food, it's going to absorb the alcohol. It's not going to absorb the alcohol from your bloodstream. And same thing with cannabis use. It's not going to absorb. It's not absorbing anything. We're just eating. Let's be honest, right? Step five. You ready? Step five is do something new. So in this step, you know, when we talk about eating, at this point, I'm picturing we're still drinking or we're still smoking, whatever it is we're doing. We want to try to do something new though. And that something new can be grab a different bowl for the snack that you want. Get a smaller one. This can be, don't do it. Get up. And I have this other thing that I do when I have family around and they all get snacks and stuff. We'll be like in the middle of playing cards and they'll all pull out snacks and everything. I excuse myself. I go to the washroom. I have a lovely hand scrub that I use and I stand there for a minute and I scrub my hands with it and it smells so good. And it reminds me, I don't need to allow this urge and eat because I want what they want, just because I usually, this is what I always do. So it's enough of a pause. That's something new I can go do. So that, my friends, is the busting urges process. So I would love to hear how that goes for you guys, to give it a try. Remember the whole pausing. I want you to celebrate, go through all of that. Okay. All right. So let me see. We do have one person with their hand raised. I'm going to bring you up, Kelly, and we will have a chat or do some coaching. I feel like I've been talking for so long.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
I've been in Nobius for about 6 months, but I'm still just kind of like diving into some of the videos, and I just watched sort of like the module about urges. So this actually, I love this is here because I feel like this is what happens for me a lot, is like, I feel like I noticed when we were talking through the plan of like, I have this thought of like, I'm going to miss out on the fun.
Yes.
It won't be fun. You know, yes. Like, you're always like, oh, you're so fun when you're drinking though. You're so fun. And like, it's like, yeah, just realizing like, okay, but why is it better to do something different?
So why do you think it is?
I mean, in simplest terms, right? It's like, I feel like shit the next day.
Yeah.
And okay. I feel like then like the effort eating for me is like not only that night, but then the next day, because it's like, well, now I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. So I will eat, order that Thai food. And like, then I just like eat without slowing down to like even mm-hmm. process that I'm eating. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I go into like that whole cycle on the other end of it. And then I stay in this loop of like going back and forth between my goals and never being just at like the healthy weight that I want to be.
Yes. Yeah. So it's deciding for yourself what is actually fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes that's the thing, right? All those other people, they're not there with you the rest of the time. They're not there sitting, feeling like shit on the couch the next day.
Wow. That's so simple, but so profound. What is actually fun for me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. The other thing that I want to share, thank you so much for sharing your plan, because I think what I realized too is like, especially coming from like a lot of diet mentality, mm-hmm. For me, I notice I always want to like restrict.
Yes.
And it then becomes this like push pull versus saying like, oh yeah, my plan can have 5 drinks and a bottle of wine if I wanted to.
Yes.
And I don't have to necessarily go from like down to like the minimum. So that's just something that I want to share. Thank you. I feel like that's a huge foundation for me.
Well, and it's along the same lines, right? As the way Corinne tells us to do our just our food plan.
Yeah.
Plan what you're having. Let go of the shoulds. Like when I first started tracking any of this stuff, yeah, I drank a bottle of wine. And then, like I say, I would plan for like 5 coolers. It was way too much, but it was still, that's what I was doing. So yeah. Let's be honest here with ourselves. And if you're honest with yourself in those moments, it tends to be easier to be honest with yourself about questions like, well, what really is fun?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, in the past 6 months, there's been weeks that I've done the plan. And then I kind of feel like, oh, I don't need the plan, or, oh, like, it's fine. Like I don't, I feel like I've had some resistance to doing, if I'm being honest, to doing the plan.
And why do you think that is?
I think the thought is like, I shouldn't need the plan.
Hmm. Do you need the plan though?
I guess I don't need the plan. I want the plan. I do like there. I mean, do I need the plan? I mean,
look, think about it. If you drive a car, you don't need the road. You can drive the car down the sidewalk and through the park. You don't need the road to drive a car.
Okay.
Still pretty helpful though.
Yeah.
It's a much less bumpy ride if we actually just drive the car on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jumping curbs can wreck your car.
Just making it more useful. The plan is like a clear path to success.
Now there's a good hashtag. We'll tell that one to Corinne.
Okay.
The plan is a clear path to success. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
So what if it is that? Then what do you think about it? Does that feel true to you?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. Like it's making me very emotional. Like that it could be that easy. To just honor my body and honor what I want to create.
It's something we're not all very used to. Is that self-love, that it's okay. That I love myself enough to give myself that clear path to success.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, I'm so happy. I just happened to see the email about this call. And I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to do on a Friday night in New York? What do I want to do right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so helpful.
Well, I'm so glad that you raised your hand.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. So now you're ready to start planning.
Yeah, I'm going to start planning. And I guess the only question I have is like in making this drink plan, is mm-hmm. this like per day? Like when I'm thinking about how many drinks will I have per day, per week, or is that just I get to decide sort of?
That is all up to you. The protocol is a little more general. So that's where when you saw me show you mine, the protocol was sort of like, well, I'm not going to drink more than twice a week. I'm not going to drink more than five drinks. That's sort of more general. And to me, I kind of sat down and thought about the mixing because I'll be honest, that's what's gotten in my way too before of following a plan. It's like, oh, well now I'm done the wine. I'll have the cooler and oh, well now I've had two coolers. Now I'll have a cider. That's different, right? That doesn't count the same. This is now like a new count. No, it's not. It's still alcohol and I'm still drinking.
Yeah.
So keeping that clear for myself of, hey, no, I have one or the other. So that's where you use the protocol. Okay. But that drink plan is a great one to do for specific events, specific night. Like it's Friday night. This is what I do. I make a drink plan now.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I think the last thing I'll share is that for me, my partner is a chef. So when we go out to dinner, it's always like, okay, let's have a cocktail to start. You got to have wine with the meal. Then we got to have a Tejas teef after with our dessert, of course.
Yeah. Right? But you could plan all that. Right? You could plan all of that.
Wait. Oh, see, I was already going to the space in my mind where that's too much. And I shouldn't. Oh. Okay.
No, you can plan it all.
Okay, this is my work because I see where there's still so many shoulds and like still trying to like be in the restriction of it rather than like, oh, if that's what I'm going to do, then I'm going to plan. Okay.
Yes. So that's what I think that's part of your work is to be on the lookout for shoulds.
Yeah.
Right. Like when you think something through, I want you to like step over here and go, oh, is there any shoulds involved in what I'm thinking? Come back and fix it. That's where like on our daily plan where it says, you know, is this an eight or better? Are you going to be able to follow it? That's what we're asking. Are there any shoulds in your plan? Are you thinking this is what I should have today? But if the shit hits the fan, no way I'm having this. That's not what we want. Okay. We want your drink plans. And wouldn't it be kind of cool to make a drink plan and to maybe not even drink at all?
Yeah.
Like
that would be a whole new world. Cause I feel like if I'm like, oh, well, I got this much left, better use it. Right. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's money, money food, like better use, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like getting comfortable. Yeah. With the one last bite or with
pouring out a little bit of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. These are all available to us. So it's something to keep in mind. You can. No shoulds.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lisa. You like blew my mind tonight. I'm so excited to like think about this and, you know, this journey for me with food and all of it has just been a long time coming. Yeah. And I just am like so ready and excited to like be at a very like peaceful place. Mm-hmm. Where it isn't like this yo-yoing of
so quit driving your car off road.
Yeah. I'm going to take that path to success.
Yes. Take that path to success. You've got this.
All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, well, I'm so glad you came up. All right. Thank you. I will send you back down there. There we go. Okay. Thank you to Kelly. We have a few minutes left. If anybody else wants to put their hand up, we can have a chat. Yeah, that's so true, Jean. Yeah, no BS protocols work in every area of our lives. Just going to check the Q&A here. We have a couple questions. Have you used the drink plan for a night you are not going to drink? I have not used the drink plan for a night you are not going to drink. I think that is a fantastic idea, though, because I often, you know, we have lots of different worksheets in NoBS. We have successful urge worksheets, discovery worksheets, but I often have my clients do discovery worksheets when they essentially have a successful urge. It's to discovery worksheets, you can discover your thinking. So we discover what is it we're thinking when we're doing something. So I think using the drink plan for a night you're not going to drink would be fantastic. So you'll write down, what am I going to drink? Whatever it is, water, sodas, I'm going to drink. These are the things, tea. I'm going to have those types of things. Write down what is sort of on the table and off the table for you for that night. And then write down all the thinking and stuff. I love that idea, Kristen. I would love for you to do that and share it with us in Facebook. That would be so cool. All right. And what do you do with pushy drinkers once your inhibitions are down? That is a very good question. This is where you get to decide, right? I want you to think about what pushy drinkers, I guess it depends on how they're pushing. They may pour you drinks and put them in front of you. Doesn't mean you have to drink them. I want you to think about that. You're the one that puts the drink to your mouth, unless something really weird's going on, but you're the one that puts the drink to your mouth. Nobody else. They can say things. They can say whatever they want. Doesn't mean you have to do it. So sometimes I liken this to, they're offering you something that you want. That's why you want to have it, because they're offering you something that your brain already wants you to have. If you were there and like your new neighbors came over and like poured a pile of cocaine on your table, you'd be like, what are you doing? You might not be as eager to, oh yeah, let's all take part in that. You might have different thoughts about it, but because it is something that you're already wanting and your inhibitions are down, then you're going to keep taking part. It's really recognizing where you draw the line and what the story is that you're telling yourself about it. So that's sort of how I would answer that, Tracy. And to keep in mind what other people do and say, it's all about them. What you do and say is about you. And often we're triggered by people pushing things on us, like I say, because it's something we kind of already want. We want to just have more drinks. So when they're offering and they're saying, come on, come on, well, of course. But this is where you come up with those answers ahead of time. What can I tell myself in that moment? That I also have other goals. Be that pushy person for yourself, right? Push yourself and listen to your own inner voice. All right, Charlene, I don't believe I could lose weight because it's just too painful and I never follow any plans. What to think instead? Well, first of all, Charlene, I would say make plans that you can follow. So make plans that include all the things you want right now. And you can hold that belief that I can't lose weight. Well, that's when we're going to start working on the doable hunger. So it doesn't matter what's written on a piece of paper. That doesn't actually make you lose weight. It's you then eating what you say you're going to eat and you following doable hunger, you waiting to eat until you're actually physically hungry. And this is what you want to look at. This is not your brain. It's your stomach. We want to listen to that stomach. Give that stomach a voice. Are you really physically hungry? If you're around on Sunday, the weight loss jumpstart program, Corinne's going to be talking all about things like that. So that would be a really good one. I would start thinking, maybe I can follow my plan. Maybe if I make my plan more doable, it will be easier to follow. And then that opens up that possibility to paying attention to doable hunger, because we're not really so worried about what's on the plan. We're good with what's on the plan. Now I get to focus on doable hunger, right? Make it easy for yourself. All right. So we are almost out of time. So I want to go over with you guys the worksheets that we use today. We use that special protocol worksheet. We used the drink planning worksheet. And I want you to remember the planning for urges worksheet. Coach Betsy did a call last week where she talked about that. It was the weekend, planning for the weekend, effort eating on the weekend. She went through and showed you her planning for urges worksheet. And then don't forget, I think the two most amazing worksheets in this whole program are the discovery worksheet and the successful urge worksheet. Those two are my favorites. They are, if you've ever been one-on-one coaching with me, you know they get assigned a lot. So check those out. They are amazing. Then, yeah, Sunday, the weight loss jumpstart workshop, 9 a.m. to 3:30 Central Time. Corinne's going to be talking about all sorts of things: doable hunger, making mistakes, busting urges, finding your whys, staying motivated, and the future you. So many things that affect us all. And don't forget, you can invite friends to that one. It's only $19 if they're not a member of NoBS. Make sure you check out the training calendar, and because there's a special link, and you can also download the guide for that right now. So you can download your guide, get ready for that. And this weekend, you will be seeing the new planner that is coming out and the new NoBS modules 1 and 2. So if you are in the middle of doing NoBS, I want you to keep going. Keep going and do modules 3 and 4. You can always come back and redo modules 1 and 2. We usually kick off with like a big challenge in the new year, and where we do it all again kind of together, but with some kind of really lots of fun stuff. And if you haven't started yet with the NoBS weight loss course, or maybe you haven't done it in a while, then in October, we're going to be going through it together, doing modules 1 and 2. There is going to be a getting into action call. I think it's going to be on October 2nd. Don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure, but where we're going to get started with modules 1 and 2. And lastly, I want you guys to remember there's 3 months left in this year. So 3 months left in the year. We want to make it count, right? We want to make it count. And we've got this. I'm so excited for you guys. It was so great to be here. Does anybody have any last questions? Oh, Kelly, yeah, that was so nice of you to come up. Any last questions? Well, last call. No, we're all good. Okay. Well, I want you guys to get out there and bust some urges. Share with us in the Facebook group. Let me know. Let me know how it's gone. I always love to hear back again to see where is it going. Typically, you'd only get as much of that out of our private clients. So it would be great to hear from you guys to see how is it going with this? Did you try it? What did you learn? So, all right. I hope everybody has their drink plan now ready for tonight, because now, I don't know where you are, but it's 9 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to go check my drink plan for tonight. All right. Thank you, guys. Love you all. We'll see you on Sunday, hopefully. Bye.